USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump's lawyers had their first chance to defend the president after 3 days of the Democrats' opening arguments. President Trump's attorney gave a two-hour preview of what is expected to be a vigorous defense. White House counsel Pat Cipollone said, "We don't believe they've come anywhere close to meeting the burden for proof on what they're asking you to do." Attorneys continue to use the defense that the Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 elections. The defense will continue their arguments on Monday. The question of whether witnesses will be called has not yet been answered. A 5.0 magnitude earthquake hit southern Puerto Rico, raising concerns about an unstable infrastructure in a region that is hit by quakes every day for nearly a month. The newest quake comes a day after hundreds of people were evacuated from the earthquake shelters that flooded after heavy rains hit the U.S. territory. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
There was a plane crash in California, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
A small plane crash in Northern California killed two people and injured a third person. The single-engine plane crashed near a golf course in Auburn. CHP said the wreckage was located in a backyard. The crash happened about a mile away from the Auburn Municipal Airport, which is 30 miles northeast of Sacramento. The Placer County Sheriff's Office identified the victims as Anthony Lawrence Wright Sr., 80, and Anthony Lawrence Wright Jr., 55.
A retired Illinois state trooper was killed and two others injured when a woman opened fire at a cigar lounge and then fatally shot herself. The shooting was at the Humidor Cigar Lounge in Lysol, about 26 miles west of Chicago. It was caught on camera, and it shows several people watching TV in the lounge's media room, according to the police department in Lysol. They said without provocation, the suspect who was seated behind the officer stood up and shot the trooper in the back of the head. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
E-commerce now has an increasing amount of fake merchandise, and private companies in the United States must do more to address the problem, according to Trump administration officials. An action plan was released by the Department of Homeland Security, and it says the government will apply increased scrutiny of e-commerce, including the third-party sellers who sell their goods on major online sites, as well as shippers and operators of the warehouse where the merchandise is stored. It calls on e-commerce companies to strengthen protection for consumers by more thoroughly screening third-party sellers who use their sites. As tensions between Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren continue to rise, Bernie Sanders found himself with an unusual ally, President Donald Trump. During a campaign rally in which Trump critiqued some of his Democratic challengers, the president launched into an unprompted defense of Sanders. Warren had accused Sanders of telling her that a woman couldn't win in the White House, but Sanders insisted he would never say such a thing, and President Trump said, "I don't believe that Bernie said that. I really don't. It's not the kind of thing that he would say." Trump and his allies have issued a series of favorable comments about Bernie Sanders. They've played up the Vermont senator's electoral strength and fundraising prowess. They've also suggested that if Sanders doesn't secure the nomination, it will only be because the party rigged the primary again, like they did in 2016 when Hillary Clinton won the nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.